Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, August 12th. Funny little side note, I have the hiccups, as you can hear, and I have re-recorded the intro 5 times because I hiccup every time I say I'm Mary and then it goes hiccup. Anyway, happy Saturday. We're in Jeremiah chapter 33. I'm going to try to get rid of these hiccups quickly because this is a great passage about the new covenant. Remember last week when we read about Jesus having the last Passover supper with his disciples? And I took us back to Jeremiah 31, where it talks about this new covenant, that God will put his law on the people's hearts and he will be their God and they will be his people. This real relationship, and everyone can know God and they do not have to go through a priest. Well, today's passage in Jeremiah 33 continues the conversation about this new covenant and the promise of restoration. I'm going to read verses 1 through 18. While Jeremiah was still confined in the courtyard of the guard, the word of the Lord came to him a second time. This is what the Lord says: He who made the earth, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says about the houses in the city and the royal palaces of Judah that have been torn down to be used against the siege ramps and the sword in the fight with the Babylonians. They will be filled with the dead bodies of the people I will slay in my anger and wrath. I will hide my face from the city because of all its wickedness. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. I will bring Judah and Israel back from captivity and will rebuild them as they were before. I will cleanse them from all the sin they have committed against me and will forgive all their sins of rebellion against me. Then the city will bring me renown, joy, praise, and honor before all nations on earth that hear of all the good things I do for it. And they will be in awe and will tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace I provide for it. This is what the Lord says: You say about this place, it is a desolate waste, without people or animals. Yet in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are deserted, inhabited by neither people nor animals, there will be heard once more the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, and the voices of those who bring thank offerings to the house of the Lord, saying, Give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before, says the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says: In this place, desolate and without people or animals, in all its towns, there will be again pastures for shepherds to rest their flocks. In the towns of the hill country, of the western foothills, and of the Negev, in the territory of Benjamin, in the villages around Jerusalem, and in the towns of Judah, flocks will again pass under the hand of the one who counts them, says the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the good promise I made to the people of Israel and Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called: the Lord, our righteous Savior. For this is what the Lord says: David will never fail to have a man sit on the throne of Israel, nor will the Levitical priest ever fail to have a man to stand before me continually to offer burnt offerings, to burn grain offerings, and to present sacrifices." Thank you for listening along on this Saturday where we want to pray for the nations. But first, I want to do a little commentary from a study Bible that I have on Jeremiah 33. So first of all, the promise of future restoration must have seemed especially hard for Jeremiah to believe while he was in the midst of the Babylonian crisis and imprisoned and in exile. And so the Lord encourages him in the beginning of this passage to pray with the promise that he would do great and mighty things. If you look back to verse 3, it says, "Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." This is just a good reminder for us that though the promises of God are certain, he still tells Jeremiah to pray for the promises to come to pass. So this is a good reminder for us that God wants relationship with us. He wants to know what our desires are, and he wants us to pray toward his kingdom coming on this earth. And then at the end of the passage in verse 18, I was a little bit confused about the Levites and how they will continually burn offerings before God forever. And I thought, well, that's not happening right now unless it's happening in heaven. But the commentary in my study Bible says this, and it's very helpful. "The Lord restored the Levitical priesthood with Joshua in the post-exilic period." That's in Zechariah chapter 3. So when the people from Babylon got to come back to Jerusalem, it was restored. But the role of priesthood is ultimately fulfilled in Jesus as the great high priest who offered a perfect sacrifice for sin and provides continual help and intercession for his people. So the Levites would have been facilitating these sacrifices that were prayers that would go up to God. And that's exactly what our Lord Jesus does for us. He has made the one once for all perfect sacrifice, but he continues to pray on our behalf and to help us. So that gives us encouragement, doesn't it, as we end the podcast today, to pray for a country around the world that we want to see God do great things in, great and mighty things which we do not know. Today on the operation.org website, we are encouraged to pray for a little bitty country that is surrounded by South Africa. It is the country of Lesotho. Lesotho faces great challenges. The HIV infection rate is among the highest in the world. Family breakdown, poverty, unemployment, and limited access to water frustrates daily life. The people and the government struggle to cope with these burdens. So we want to pray for wise leadership and creative ways to improve the quality of life. Mission Aviation Fellowship planes transport medical supplies and Christian workers to the mountainous country that has very few roads. The mountain peoples are much less reached because of their isolated location. Christian radio reaches many of the lowlands, even non-churchgoers. Scripture Union shares God's word with young people through school groups. We want to pray for fruitful ministry in this needy land. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for a community of faith where we can gather together around scripture and be challenged by it and encouraged. We pray, Lord, that your kingdom would come in Lesotho. We ask, Lord, that you would help the leadership and government to know how to cope with the burdens of poverty and unemployment and limited access to water. Even as I read these prayer requests, Lord, I'm just so ashamed that I do take for granted so much that we have. Thank you for water that points us back to the living water. Thank you for plenty of food to eat. We pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who do not have food on their tables today. Help us to know the best ways that we can help feed others. We pray for Mission Aviation Fellowship as they transport medical supplies. Give them safety, Lord. We pray for the workers who are in the mountainous regions of this country. And we pray that even through the radio stations, your gospel would go forward. Lord, we see in your word that you ask us to pray that we might see great and mighty things. We ask, Lord, that you would do wonderful things in Lesotho, and that ultimately your kingdom would come in that place. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.